أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قال موسى لفتاه لا أبرح حتى أبلغ مجمع البحرين أو أمضي حقبا. فلما بلغا مجمع بينهما نسيا حوتهما فاتخذ سبيله في البحر سربا. فلما جاوزا قال لفتاه آتنا غداءنا لقد لقينا من سفرنا هذا نصبا. قال أرأيت إذ أوينا إلى الصخرة فإني نسيت الحوت وما أنسانيه إلا الشيطان أن أذكره واتخذ سبيله في البحر عجبا. قال ذلك ما كنا نبغي فارتدا على آثارهما قصصا. فوجدا عبدا من عبادنا آتيناه رحمة من عندنا وعلمناه من لدنا علما. قال له موسى هل أتبعك على أن تعلمني مما علمت رشدا. قال إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا وكيف تصبر على ما لم تحط به خبرا. قال ستجدني إن شاء الله صابرا ولا أعصي لك أمرا. قال فإن اتبعتني فلا تسألني عن شيء حتى أحدث لك منه ذكرا.
Behold, Musa alayhi salam said to his attendant, I will not give up this search of mine until I reach the point where both the seas meet, or I pass on years upon years in my search. Then when they reached that point, the junction, they had forgotten their fish and it had taken its course in the sea as a tunnel. And then when they passed that point, he said to his attendant, bring us our meal, for we have encountered a lot of fatigue and tiredness in this journey of ours. So the attendant replied, do you see, when we had gone up to the rock, then I had forgotten to mention to you about the fish. And it was only Shaitan that had made me forget to tell you about it, and the fish had taken its course in the sea in a very strange manner. So Musa alayhi salam said, this is what we were searching for. So they went back on their footsteps, following the path that they had come. So they found one of our servants to whom we had bestowed mercy from ourselves, and we had taught him knowledge from our presence. Musa alayhi salam asked him, may I follow you on condition that you may teach me some of the knowledge that has been bestowed to you? So he says, you will not be able to have patience with me. And how can you have patience about something your understanding is not complete? Musa alayhi salam replied, you will find me, Allah Ta'ala willing, to be patient, and I will not break any of your command. So he says, if you are going to follow me, then don't ask me any question about anything until I myself explain to you the reality of it. So they proceeded until they boarded a ship and he scuttled the boat. So Musa alayhi salam asked him, have you scuttled this boat to drown its people. Indeed, you have done something very terrible. So he says to him, did I not tell you that you will not be able to be patient with me? So Musa alayhi salam says, don't rebuke me for something that I have forgotten. And don't make this matter of mine difficult. So they proceeded until they met a young boy. So he killed him, and he asked, Musa alayhi salam asked, have you killed an innocent soul for no wrong? Indeed, you have done something extremely terrible. So he says, did I not tell you that you will not be able to have patience with me? Musa alayhi salam once addressing the Bani Israel, and some person was very impressed Musa alayhi salam's talk, and he asked, is there any person that is more learned than you? Musa alayhi salam, according to his understanding, he says that I am the most educated, I am the most learned. So Allah Ta'ala did not like this answer. The better thing for Musa alayhi salam to have said was, Allah Ta'ala knows best. Because this information was not given to Musa alayhi salam as to who is most learned. So the more appropriate thing was to refer it to Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala knows best. Nonetheless, this minor discrepancies, minor mistakes of Anbiya alayhim salam, and they cannot be called mistakes as well. It is a mistake in their discretion and their reasoning. So they are corrected for this, and this shows the maqam and the position of the Anbiya alayhim salam. One slip of the tongue, a small mistake, then Allah Ta'ala puts them into a whole correction process, that they are corrected for even the very minor mistakes. So Allah Ta'ala pointed out to Musa alayhi salam that there is a person who has been given knowledge other than, different to the knowledge that you have been blessed with. Musa alayhi salam became very much enthusiastic to meet this person and learn something from him. So Allah Ta'ala says to him that you will go with a roasted fish, perhaps as your provision. And when you come to the point where both the seas meet, this is the point that you will meet the person. So Musa alayhi salam, accompanied by his attendant, Yusha bin Nun alayhi salam, he sets off on the journey, and with such firm resolve and determination, that I will go on, I will not give up in search of this point where both the seas meet, the seas which Allah Ta'ala has promised and shown, or many years have to pass on in my search. So in carrying out the command of Allah Ta'ala, one is not supposed to be concerned about the time and the amount of years that has been passed, rather command of Allah Ta'ala, and I need to accomplish this command of Allah Ta'ala. Many years may pass in the process, but I am not concerned about it. Number two, the type of determination that is required in search of knowledge and ilm. Nonetheless, when they had reached that point where both the seas met, so they had forgotten about their fish. And really the fish had taken a course in the sea in a very strange manner, formed a tunnel. The place that the fish had gone, that became like a tunnel. And at that point, the flow of the water had also stopped. So the fish had dived in, slipped out of the basket and dived into the sea. And that point had became like a tunnel. And the flow of the water had also stopped at that point. So Musa alayhi salam was asleep, and his attendant had seen all this. So when they had continued with the journey for another complete day, Now Musa alayhi salam says that I've encountered a lot of tiredness in this journey of ours. You should bring to us our meal. Until he reached the point where both the seas met, there was no tiredness. But the moment he had crossed over this point, now he experiences and encounters tiredness. So the attendant explained to him that this is what had happened when we had stopped over for resting. Then this is what happened to the fish. It had taken its course into the sea in a very marvelous way. So Musa alayhi salam pointed out to the youngster that was attending to him, this is what we were searching for. This was what was shown to us, that at the point that the fish will disappear, and this is the point where you will meet this person who's been blessed with some different type of knowledge as to what has been blessed to you. So they traced their footsteps following the path that they had come from, and they had found one of our servants to whom we had bestowed our special mercy, and we had given him knowledge from our presence. So Musa alayhi salam asks him permission, can I join you? On the condition that you teach me some of the knowledge that Allah Ta'ala has blessed you. So this person, Khizr alayhi salam, says to Musa alayhi salam that you will not be able to be patient with me, because the knowledge that you are blessed with is different to the knowledge that I have been blessed with. The knowledge that I have been given is something similar to the knowledge of the Malaika. Malaika, moreover, they are in charge of the administration of the affairs of this world. In the administration, many things happen. Sometimes someone is supported and assisted. Sometimes someone is helped. Sometimes someone is rescued. Some person is killed. So all these things happen in the administration. So our work is more or less similar to the work of the Malaika. And your work is different. Your work is to show others what will lead them to their goodness and to their good future. So whatever you're going to be teaching is for the betterment of people overall. And what I am doing and what I've been instructed was for the administration of the affairs of this world. So line of work is totally different. You will not be able to reconcile and agree. But Musa alayhi salam promised him that you will find me patient and I will not break any command of yours. So Khizr alayhi salam then makes out a condition that if you need to follow me, then don't ask me about anything until I myself explain to you the mystery of what I'm doing. Until when they had boarded a boat, so Khizr alayhi salam takes out his pickaxe and he scuttles the boat. So Musa alayhi salam objected that have you done this to drown its people? You have done something terrible. So Khizr alayhi salam reminded him, didn't I tell you that you will not be able to have patience with me? Again, when they had come across a young small boy, Khizr alayhi salam kills the boy, breaking his neck. So again Musa alayhi salam objects, have you killed an innocent soul for no reason? You have done something, indeed you have done something extremely terrible. And again Khizr alayhi salam reminds him, I've told you earlier on that you will not be able to have patience with me.